from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Obama seeks to reassure Americans. U.S. President Barack Obama sought to reassure Americans shaken up by what he acknowledged was a painful week following two fatal police shootings of African Americans in an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. The president was speaking Saturday at the NATO summit in Warsaw, but he devoted much of his news conference to events back home.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
The president said he plans to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Scores of people are continuing to pay their respects. At a memorial outside of police headquarters, one woman said she knew the gunman.
So I actually went to the high school of the same guy that actually shot the police recently. I know I wasn't in the same class as him. He was actually 2 years younger than me, but I just felt I needed to come out and pay my respects, being so close to such a bad situation like that.
Demonstrations about police brutality against black men continued around the U.S. into the night Saturday and Sunday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Protester Marcus Johnson explained why he was out there.
We're not out here to have no drama with the police or try to make it like it's we trying to hurt something or do something. We just out here for justice for the man that got killed.
Meanwhile, in Baton Rouge, a Black Lives Matter founder, his name is DeRay McKesson, was actually arrested while live streaming at a demonstration about the police shooting of Alton Sterling. This is VOA News. Gunfire has erupted again in South Sudan's capital following days of violence between rival factions that left more than 100 people dead. Witnesses in Juba say shots rang out in parts of the city Sunday as former rebels and government troops exchanged heavy gunfire. Michael McCoy is the South Sudanese information minister, and VOA spoke with him just a little while ago, and he blames the attack on the forces of First Vice President Riek Machar.
The forces of Riek Machar, that is the IO forces, had been in flagrant violation of the agreement. There is no doubt about that.
IO forces meaning in opposition. Earlier, the U.S. State Department issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after the deadly fighting began on the eve of the fifth anniversary of the country's independence. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Kem Lay was shot dead in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop at a gas station in Phnom Penh on Sunday. The popular public figure was an outspoken critic of the government and the founder of the Grassroots Democracy Party. His killing has intensified growing public outrage at the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, with a large crowd of protesters at the scene. Now, Tep Vanny is an activist who appeared with dozens of others to express her outrage at Kem Lay's killing. She says, please, national and international communities, please help the Cambodian people. Many or more of us will die if there is no help from you. The protesters at the scene are convinced that this was just the latest act in a wave of government intimidation of opposition politicians and civil society ahead of the elections that are to be held next year. Exit polls from Japan's parliamentary election show Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition will take the majority of seats in the House of Councillors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Media projections from Sunday's vote show the coalition may have won the two-thirds majority in the contested body, despite voters' doubts about Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing a war-renouncing clause from the country's post-World War II constitution. Family members of veteran American Sunday Times of London correspondent Marie Colvin have filed a lawsuit against the Syrian government, claiming the government targeted her and killed her in 2012 to stop her reports about Syrian atrocities in the besieged city of Homs. The suit claims Colvin and a French photographer were killed when the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad acted with premeditation when it launched a rocket attack on a makeshift media center in the rebel-held Homs on February 12, 2012. Three other reporters were wounded in that assault. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.